Welcome back to another week of Untitled. It's your boy Kibbles.
And your boy Duke. We got two special guests on our podcast today, Damo and TJ.
One I call Miss Unreliable, the other one I call Miss I Don't Show Up On Time. I ever show up.
Gotta guess who's who.
Right.
Ain't twins. No guessing. I said the names in order.
Twins. It's twin in them.
So you know we got two people on the show that are guest hosting. It's gonna be a live show. Stay tuned. Like I said before, we back again. We're gonna start this day off talking about Damo. Damo.
Oh, yes.
How you feel about women shooting their shot?
Go ahead, shoot your shot. Why you being scary?
So you don't have a problem with women shooting their shot?
Hell no. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Just like a dude.
Yeah, you got to have a dude mindset.
You got to go after what you want, right?
Shoot your shot, sis.
Nah, for real. Shoot your shot for the rest of your life. Not all 2018.
So I'm going to ask you this question. You ever shot your shot and been shot down?
Nah, I don't play that shit.
What you mean don't play that shit? You don't have no choice over
it. I know who to shoot my shot at and who not.
How do you know?
I mean, it depends on the person. I mean, if I'm going to shoot my shot, I'm finna. What would I do?
Well, we wonder.
Obviously, you know the person. I feel like if you don't shoot your shot, you're not just going to shoot your shot on somebody you don't know.
Speaking of shooting your
shot,
it's the chopper.
It's the chopper calling on the phone. The boo daddy calling. So, anyways,
give him a little backstory about Damo.
Damo
got big smoke with Damo because he called her Miss Unreliable for some reason. Why is that?
She Miss Unreliable because she don't never show up. She like, yeah, I'll be there this time. And what happens? 6 hours later, we calling Damo. We here. No answer. No reply back. 4 days later. Hey, y'all hit me up. What's up?
Sometimes it be the wrong time. Tyler understand.
I understand, but we'll just, he won't smoke with us.
Oh, no, ain't no understand, because if I stood people
what's
up.
What's the real reason, though?
What's
why
the real
think,
reason?
She don't come around like that.
She don't come around like that because her man don't like us.
Let's keep
it 100. This dude she shot her shot with, she got her shot with this dude, because I know she shot her shot
no,
with
no,
he
no.
shot a shot with you?
Yep. And he scored.
He scored.
Yeah.
Swish.
Ooh. Swish. He scored, all right. He scored so much he don't like me and Duke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get on that topic sometime today. Oh why he don't like God. Us. Shot his shot. All right, all right. But that's on for the next subject. So, dude, let's take it back to last year. Was it last year or the year before last?
I think that
was Floyd. Year before Floyd last. Was fighting. Was it McGregor fight? It was Floyd fighting McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
And Damo came to the crib.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for y'all that don't know, I don't smoke. I'm a drinker. I stay drinking. I drink as long as it ain't beer. But Damo, dude, they smoke.
Yeah, we indulge in, you know, occasional backwoods, occasional swishes.
Occasional.
Yeah.
Yeah. But every time we link up.
That ain't occasional, because if y'all doing it not around each other, it's an all day, every day event.
Exactly. Got a pen right here now.
Right. So it ain't occasional. So we get to the fight. They smoking during the fight. And I have never in my life seen somebody so high that they forget that they drinking. What I mean by this is we drinking, we getting our drink on. Got a little Crown Apple Sprite. You can't mess up the Crown Apple Sprite. Sound out the Chandler.
Wow.
You put us on that. New Orleans, we coming soon. So we drinking. She's smoking, and she gets to the point where she gets so high that she starts flicking ashes in a drink cup. And I look at her. I said, Damo, you done drinking for the night? No, Will, I'm still drinking. Then why are you flicking your ash cups in the cup that you drinking out of? I ain't do that. She, for 5 minutes, argued with me up and down that she did not flick her ashes in the cup she was drinking out of. And then she looked down and picked the cup up and was about to start drinking it and looked at the ashes on the tip of the cup. Oh shit! I done fucked up.
Now, in her defense, I did walk in smoking a backwood. Mm-hmm. Did we smoke like 5 blunts down there?
Yeah, cause we was smoking
with
mama too.
Yeah, cause your mama tapped out. Remember that?
Yeah,
my mama tapped out.
I can't understand. They would sleep like this.
I can't understand that. But she was thinking she was functional.
She was high.
She was high as
a motherfucker.
But I mean, that's kind of like normal. If you see like a cup or something and you smoking, you gonna ash wherever.
Well, I don't know. I have to guess. I have to just take y'all word for it because I don't know.
Like if you really you really fried, you're gonna be like, oh, it's an ashtray.
Yeah. My homegirl, she asked in her head before, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Like ash in your lap.
You did burn your clothes that one day, too.
I burned a hole in my seat of the car.
The
old one? Oh, yeah, my old car. I watched that motherfucker burn, too.
So, if y'all think...
You need to try to put it out?
If you think that her ashing in a cup is bad, wait till you hear the next segment about the stuff she be doing and how she gets when she really drinks and smokes.
Wait a minute.
Let's kick back off of that last segment. So, y'all don't know who Damo is. Damo's real close to us. But Damo is the equivalent of a lightweight when it comes to drinking and smoking. Now, last week, y'all heard us talk about Dew. Dew last week, throwing up in cups.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
We got one better for you this week. Damo, on Christmas last year, came over high as a kite and decided to drink with us. Now, Duke, you wasn't there for this. But I tell you, Mr. gave her two cups
of roofie.
It wasn't no roofie. Don't let her say that. It wasn't no roofie.
Shout out to Mister.
Shout out to my boy Mister. He gave her two cups. I think it was Apple Crown. Or had no, it was Long Island.
Yeah,
it was Long Island.
Oh, you already
Uncle Steve, Long Island, Uncle always Steve hashtag.
Put you down, though.
Had two cups. Why is this woman at the table throwing up into a plate of food talking about, I'm going to eat this later. Just leave it right here.
Oh, you ain't tell me that, though.
Oh, my God.
And her, did nobody tell me that?
No.
Our other co-host is her sister. Her sister ain't no better. Because her sister's sitting there laughing at her as she's throwing up into the plate.
Say no type of help. No type of assistant.
You.
Laughing at you.
You was laughing at her the whole time.
Hold on. She's sitting there. Didn't nobody tell me about this.
Oh, she was at the table.
Dying laughing.
Think about Dre last week, throwing up in the cups. Her plate of food, just like that. And then we try to grab it. She tried to catch up with the food.
And a cup.
We tried to take the plate from her. She looked at us.
I was peer pressured.
I'm going to eat this later. Don't take my plate. You going to eat the throw up and the food?
Yeah, all of it.
All of it. And her sister just sitting there laughing the whole time. I ain't trying to help her or nothing.
I had to get that recorded.
Taylor braided my hair, though.
Shout out to Tay. You remember her braiding your hair, but you don't remember throwing up in the plate?
She told me, she was like, Dami, I'm trying to braid your hair. She braided my hair.
If y'all want to see that video, the video is on our Instagram at Duke and Kibbles. Again, Duke and Kibbles, spell out that N to the Kibbles. But yeah, it's thrown up in the plate. Like, you missed it. Why do we have it saved?
Yes.
Because you're part of gang, and moments like this.
Everybody got fucked up videos and pictures.
Everybody got fucked up videos and pictures. But yours is the worst.
That's fucked up.
But that's our back. That's our background on Damo. We're going to continue on to our next subject for the day. So let's jump back to that first segment when we was talking about shooting our shots. So, when it comes to shooting y'all shots, what's y'all different ways of flirting with men? Damo, I'll let you go first.
Because I don't. So, go ahead.
TJ, this go for you, too. Your different ways of flirting with any sex there is out there that you flirt with.
Oh, damn.
Make me sound like the weird one, okay?
She fuck with aliens.
Right, clearly. It's all about the look that you give somebody.
I get a little mean.
You don't even have to say anything. You can just look at them a certain way, and they know, like, you're interested.
What look are you talking about?
I can't describe it. It's a thing.
You would know if you get
it. It's a lot, because, like, if a heterosexual woman is trying to shoot her shot at a man, like, she can give you a look, and you're going to be like, okay, I can approach her, or, okay, she's about to come over here. The same way a lesbian woman might give that same look to another woman, but it's not like she can look at her and tell.
So
maybe,
why give a look if I say something?
Because looking at them in this way lets them know that you're interested.
No, they can even approach. You know that people like me, that's kind of slow.
Well,
if you look at somebody, you're going to think somebody looking at you like they're crazy. What if the girl got a cock eye or something like that? How you going to know what they're looking at?
See, me, I'm going to add, what the fuck you looking at? That's like literally my flirt.
So you say you get mean when you flirt?
Yeah.
So you punch people when you flirt?
Nah, I don't get like physical. Like my mouth is just kind of off the...
Savage mouth.
Yeah.
So what's like the meanest shit you can say to somebody you flirting with?
It ain't mean. It's like, okay, I'm going to say, I say smooth shit.
Like
smooth operator.
Smooth shit. No, okay. Smooth like what?
I don't know. Like, it depends on what we're talking about. Like, if I
fuck you, you black damn, bitch. You know, this,
it's so hard because I got a whole nigga. So I can't say too much.
You can't say too much.
But,
so can't get
when you flirted with him for the first time, how did you flirt with him?
Oh, it was real. He went through some shit with me.
He did?
Yeah.
What type of
you
shit?
Left you left me in the friend zone for 800 days.
No, I was just real mean to him for no reason. Like, just mean.
She was an asshole.
TJ, last time you flirted with somebody, what did you do? Other than look. Because I know you had something. You rubbed your hands together like Birdman. I was like,
no,
Bird.
No.
Yeah, think about
it. So the last thing that I did to flirt with somebody was I like massaged the back of their neck in a very like soft kind of way.
That was a you got time for a hot pocket real quick. You got time for a hot pocket.
She's gonna warm that hot pocket.
She's gonna warm it up. Bing. We ready to go.
Closet now.
Tyler, man, what about you, man?
I don't know.
You don't know. I understand. The looks, I don't understand. I'd rather just speak to somebody.
I mean, of course it's some looks, though. That's you see first.
Yeah, you see first, but if you give somebody a look and they can't, if they're not paying attention to you, how else they gonna see the look if you don't say something?
Like you can feel somebody looking at you?
Mm-hmm.
They'll get it.
But like I said, not everybody picks up on signals like everybody does.
Well, like,
one person high, drunk, or something like that. And then
course,
what?
Yeah,
shit, I feel like if you under the influence, you might just approach the person. Honestly.
So if you under the influence, are you more aggressive?
Depending on the setting we in. Like if we at the club, no, it's not my.
So if you in the club, you expect the dude to come up to you?
I mean, the club is like a hunting ground for the male.
TJ, what about you? Is the club a hunting ground for you?
It's never been a successful place for me personally. But, you know.
Or I might get
great,
on social media.
Great time to flirt. So
it's okay, because, you know, I ain't had no luck flirting back in the day. I was a brother in a skating rink wearing South Pole jeans and South Pole shirts with the patches and all, which I ain't going through. What I went through, it had the patches on it. And I thought I was with the boys, thought I was going to get a dance in Saints, get a dance list, something. We getting them music stuff playing. They dancing all the homeboys. I was just sitting there holding up the wall. I thought my flirt game was proper. I was like, dang. Brother like, hey, can you hold me up? I got you. You need me two hands or one? Two hands or one. What you need?
Say, I got next.
I got next. And so soon as we switch out, she's like, I'm done for the night. I'm like, damn, baby. You don't like my South Pole?
I
had a South Pole with the K-Swiss on. I thought it was icy. I was flirting. I was getting you know, my lips a little big, so I was out there poking my lips. I looked, what's up, man? What's up?
No.
And I was like, oh, no.
What year was this?
I was like 16 at this time.
It was
okay,
bad.
So what year is this? You know, this y'all look old.
What year was
this?
Yeah, that's
shots fired.
What was that? This had to be around 2007.
I hope you wasn't wearing South Pole in 2008.
Man, I was still wearing South Pole.
Oh, that's why you weren't getting no fucking lap dance.
Because at first, I had a tall tee. But it wasn't really a tall tee. It was like one of the Walmart special
long
shirts.
Am I lying,
though? No, because South Pole was popping when I was in like fourth to sixth grade.
Please tell everybody how old you really are.
I'm 23, so.
Right. So in fourth or sixth grade, we all almost done with high school.
Oh, man.
Other than TJ. TJ was graduating college.
No phones.
Yeah.
Excuse me,
but
miss.
Yeah. That's our segment home, flirting and shooting that shot. We didn't got to the last segment of the day for the day. We're going to end this out with our virginity stories.
Losing.
Get to know each other a little more by the end of this segment. It's four of us. You get four great stories. I'm going to save mine for last. We're going to let Damo kick us off with the virginity stories of the day. Go
number
ahead, Damo.
Number one,
kick us off.
This is when I used to sneak people in the house after school.
People?
It was more than just one. Okay.
No. There was no training, nothing like that. I'm just saying. Sleep people because my mama used to come home an hour after me.
Oh, wow.
You had to tie him down.
And this time, this dude, he walked from my school to my house.
That's a long ass walk.
Yeah, long ass walk.
Musty balls.
He was dedicated.
Like musty ass balls.
Shut up. I can't tell the story.
He had to be a virgin.
Oh my God.
He was walking.
Because you're going to walk.
He had to be a virgin.
Yes.
He had to be a virgin.
At some point, he
talked.
He was telling all his homeboys, I'm about to go get me some.
He was
the fucker. He high fived everybody going out of school that day. Yes. Yes. Give me some on the low. Go ahead, though.
But he wasn't even like no boy like that. He was a bad boy. But he got to.
Boy like that.
The way y'all was describing him.
Okay.
So he got there. We got the kissing or whatever.
One thing led to another.
Yeah. He put his pants down. Not
okay, this is a joke. I didn't know we needed specific information. Like, this just turned from PG to X-ray really quickly. Like, no, this is X.
He put his hands in my head.
Oh my gotta come down. There's gonna be clothes.
This went from a podcast to a porn cast. Like, what is this?
Shut up. And I was just like, what is this?
He stuck
it in, and next thing you know, my mama was coming through the garage. And I pushed him on the porch.
Got him up out of there.
Yep, and that was
pushed him on the porch.
Got back to school, and I wasn't talking to him.
He had to walk all the way back home, lonely.
Yeah, how was he gonna get home? That was like the worst fucking 3 to 5 seconds of my life.
Oh Lord, 3 to 5.
Like,
Keisha, what about you? We don't get to TJ because she over here pushing people on the porch. What about you?
But by the way, that dude guy will beat Hot Pocket King right
he
now.
He was the pharaoh of Hot Pocket. He was Easy Bake Oven
type shit.
Go ahead.
Yes, Tiffany, tell your story.
Go ahead, TJ.
So, I lost my virginity.
1905.
Anyway, I'm not that old. But the person I lost my virginity to was also a virgin.
Oh, Lord.
And it was horrible. And it happened at school. And
you supposed to be there to learn.
Bust it down.
Yes, and it happened at school, and it was horrible. And the guy is like really, really traumatic about it because I think that he thinks that I told people that he had a small penis, but I did not. I said nothing about it, and so now he tries to tell people that we never had sex. As if I would lie on my own pussy. And definitely include him in the number. If I could, I would erase him.
Ooh. Nah, for real, I would erase mine too.
Well,
and he married a white woman.
Oh.
After he was so pro-black. So, okay.
Between the two of y'all. Rings. Hold on. Let's get this correct. Between the two of them. One was supposed to be in class, but she was shaking ass.
Mm-hmm. No, it was a free period.
Literally a free period. The other one was pushing niggas on the porch like it's back in slave days.
No, trying to get him up out of there.
Trying to get him up out of there like Massa was coming.
She was.
Massa
through
was.
The garage door.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Mommy.
Nothing's happening.
Duke, what's yours, brother?
I got raped.
Oh, Lord.
I did.
Please explain to them that this ain't somebody putting up in you. This is what happened?
Okay, so what happened was I was at the crib. Mm-hmm. My god sister's cousin came over.
Mm-hmm.
And we was like chilling all day. So around nighttime, I was laying in my bed chilling, and she just came and jumped on top of me.
How old was you?
Like 11, I think.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness,
boys, little.
So she just jumped on top of you and just took it.
Took it.
She didn't ask no questions.
How old was she?
I don't know.
If she was like 14, that's nasty.
You tell her no. He's like, no.
Yeah, no, I ain't say nothing. I just
laid there.
I was like, oh, okay.
What is this?
What is this?
Oh, okay.
And then, like, when I nutted, I felt so bad. I feel like them girls that's in the movie that got to take a shower after they raped. I felt dirty.
You felt so dirty.
He's like,
violent.
I felt dirty.
And then wake up the next day, like, what happened yesterday?
What happened?
What was I doing? What? How did we get here?
So let's hear your story.
And my story, I think I was 16 at the time. Messing with this girl from school. Not my school, from a different school. And see, my story got more details to it because my story is a little bad. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. So we like 16 at the time. We at my homeboy house. I had to come up my homeboy house. And I was like, bump it. My grandparents are out of town. Let's go down the hill to my grandparents' house. I told my cousin, I said, cuz, come with me. Watch out. Keep watch at the door. I'm about to go get me some for the first time.
So you had him on guard duty.
I said, you on guard duty. Had my back. I had your back last time. You had my back. He's like, all right, cool. Getting there. Bossy, bossy, push, go to shove, and get the little Hot Pocket special. You know what it is. You know, version. You're a version. You ain't lasting about 20, 40 minutes. You got about 5-10 minute session. I get out the room. My cousin gone. He done left the house.
Shook on your ass?
Shook. Because I heard the door slam. So I go back in the room. Like, all right, maybe I can try again. So then I hear the door open again. And I go out the door. The cousin, because I'm thinking it's him coming back in the house.
His mom Deuce?
It's my grandma and grandpa. My grandma come back in the front door. How the hell you get in the house? Nah, matter of fact, we had a system where one of the side windows in the grandma house was never locked and was broke, climbing through that window. I was like, oh, shit. But I was like, all right, cool. I'm cool.
Where's
I got this.
The girl?
She's still in the room. I had to hide underneath the pile of clothes.
Oh, dirty clothes?
Dirty clothes.
Oh, no.
She a real one. Shout out to her.
So, my grandma went to the kitchen. So, in that house, the kitchen is in a cut. So, the only way you can see around the corner where the room was or down the hall is if you come back from around the corner in the kitchen. So, I was like, all right, wait till she sat down and started reading the mail. I was like, oh, she's going to be down for about 10, 15 minutes. So, from the door to the bedroom was a basement door, and the basement door had a basement door to the outside. I was like, cool. She sat down and started reading the mail. I was like, oh, good, we got this. I said, hey, let's go. Boom, hit that door, hit the steps, open the side door. My grandpa walking in the house. Out of all days for him to use the side door.
He felt lazy that day.
He felt lazy that day. He came to use the side door.
What did he say?
He was like, where y'all coming from? I was like, nah, she just wanted some water. So we went and got some water. And I'm going to go up the hill. So I was like, shoot, I got away with it. We all ran up the hill. My father commented a day later. So you was going to be disrespectful, huh?
Oh, no, that sound like a parent.
Just gonna have sex with your grandparents. I was like that, huh? I said, huh? What you talking about? Nah, I ain't stupid. He said, grandpa done told me you came out the house with a female. I was like, what?
Me? Hey, we was drinking water.
Right.
I said,
we had a bottle of Aquafina in our hand. What you mean? True. He's like, boy, don't fuck with me. Nah, fuck you. Slide me again. So that's my that's my virginity story. It ended badly. My grandpa said that day, she ain't talked to me for like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah,
but yeah. So now you learn a little more about us. We're going to be on for today. Thank y'all for listening as always.
Shout out to our special guests.
We appreciate y'all coming through.
Damo,
TJ. Y'all more than welcome to join us again anytime y'all want to. As I always say, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, Duke and Kibbles. Spell out that and to the Kibbles. Spell out that Duke. And as always, we appreciate your time that you give us to listen to us. But until next time, we'll talk to y'all next week.
Fuck with your boy.
Oh, thank you.